Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. So that mode makes people think, like, again, if I have anybody with a pulse who's talking to me for any length of time, I've got to sell them. I've got to move them forward. Always be closing. That's not true. That's not good, especially if it's not the right fit. So what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is telling people no. The alternative is when you go through your empathy step, when you go through discovery, you're asking questions, you're probing, you're digging deep, you're finding out exactly what it is that they want or need at the deepest level possible. Then what happens is you determine as a professional if you can help them. Can you solve that problem? Can you help them achieve that goal? Can you help them up the mountain in a way that's beneficial for them? If the answer is no, then you want to tell them no. Most salespeople and then managers and then owners of companies that are struggling with their selling effectiveness, with their sales operation, and they just need more, they need their team to do more and more sales. They don't like the thought of people telling anybody no. But here's the fundamental thing. The reason why you've got to do that, the reason why it's so powerful and it's so important to do, because it's the right thing to do. That's it. Like, literally, we could stop the discussion right there. I won't, but we could. And it's the right thing to do. If I can't help you, if I can't provide some value in some way with what I'm selling, then why would I try to convince you that you should buy? I see it all the time. I see it with the sales reps at the clients who hire me, at other companies, places where I go training. They think that they just got to push people forward, and it just doesn't work. Again, the stats show that that person who's not a good fit, they will cancel. They will want a refund. They will return whatever they got talked into buying. The buyer's remorse will get them at some point. Could be as soon as they hang up the phone or leave the store. It could be 2 a.m. when they wake up in a cold sweat, realizing what they'd done. Could be a week later, but at some point that will come back. And the challenge is the salesperson's focused on now. I need to close the deal now. I need to make money now or hit my quota or avoid being fired. That's all that matters right now. I got to focus on now. Don't care what happens, right? I'll deal with later, or I don't even care if they cancel because I just want to sell this right now. So key is telling people no and the power of it. Now, let's talk about that. Let me arm you with some things that will help you feel and support you in knowing that saying no is the right thing to do. One is abundance. So let's talk about it from an abundance standpoint. So like I mentioned, is when you're playing the numbers game and you're feeling abused and beaten up by the numbers game, which means it's taken a lot of work for you to find any clients or anybody who might even be qualified or anybody who is willing to talk to you for more than 30 seconds before hanging up, then what happens is you get into the scarcity minded, which is, I don't know where my next deal is going to come from. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to meet my quota. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills. I just need deals. Unfortunately, that sends you into a spiral, and then people can pick up on that desperation, right? Like, if, and this is, I use relationship and courtship and dating things all the time, because a lot of people can relate to this, even if they don't see it in sales. We've all seen it in our personal life. And it's the same, right? Like, I say all the time, everything in life is sales. And so is courtship. So is building relationship with someone, let's say romantically, right? There's friendships, but let's talk romantic. If you've ever met someone, or you know someone, you have a friend that is like this, where they are so desperately single, right? And I've had some people in my past that I've known like that, and they are so desperately single. All they want to do is find someone. The problem is that energy that they give off, and then the words that they use when they come across somebody who they could potentially go out with, and then they're trying to get that date or move things forward, that is usually so off-putting to the other person, because they can feel that desperation and they don't want that, right? Because then it's all about one side and not the other. And it doesn't work. And then what happens is it just spirals. And again, we've all seen that. We all know what that's like. We've all had that friend, or we've been that person where we've just been so desperately single. It's just this death spiral. And I see that with a lot of salespeople where so they're desperate to close deals and then they spiral. And it's this scarcity, like I am never going to find somebody, right? I'm never going to find someone to date, never going to find someone to buy from me. And then the scarcity. The answer to that is trusting in abundance. And the best way, and this is what's even better in a sales career, is to understand your total market, right? There's some math. I have this in the book. Email me. I'm not going to get into all of it now, but email me, jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. I will send you a worksheet on how to calculate essentially the abundance that you have in your selling career, right? Which it sounds funny to calculate the abundance, but being the analytical guy that I am, it's the best way I've helped people realize they don't have to be scarce and desperate. They can come from abundance. And really it's about figuring out based on how many deals you want to close, let's say a day, a week, a month, a year, career-wise, how much is that as a percentage of the total market or the total population?